活在罪中，主啊，我们就失去了我们被造的目的了。
And but however, since our forefathers have sinned, have fallen, that we have lost that purpose.
所以我们感谢你，借着你的爱子耶稣基督，我们今天可以与你和好，并且我们可以来到你的施恩宝座前，我们敬拜赞美你。
We want to thank you for because of your Son that today we can be reunited with you once more, and that today we can come before you to worship you.
主，我们真是要像大卫说的，我们要一生一世住在你的院中，瞻仰你自己的荣美。
Yes, just as David said, we want to be living among your garden for the rest of our lives.
常把耶和华摆在我们的面前，主，我们就不致摇动。
And when we place God before us, we shall not be shaken.
主，你说我们住在你里面，主啊，我们啊就可以得到丰盛的生命，并且更啊啊，并且是能够讨你喜悦的。
And Lord, you said when we live inside you, then we shall receive this abundant life, and that we can be acceptable in your sight.
主，我们再次啊为今天的这个世代啊世人充满了彷徨，但是你说啊在世上有苦难，但在你里面有平安。
And Lord, today this world full of fear and worries, but you said that in you we have peace.
主，我们从前以为平安好像很容易，主啊，但今天我们更加觉得，主你所赐的平安真是何等的宝贵。
And Lord, before we felt that peace is so easy to come by, but today, given our surroundings, we know that how much we treasure your peace.
主，我们再次献上感恩，也求你祝福啊，在外的宣教士们，主你与他们同在，愿他们手里所做的工作，主你坚固。
And Lord, we want to offer our missionaries to you, that may you bless their work.
主，我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 好，我们啊，弟兄姐妹啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，这个啊，加拉太书呢，它的主要就是啊，我们已经讲过两次啊，两三次了，就是主要在辨明律法啊，基督徒信主以后还要守律法这个问题吗？
And so.As we share in two or three messages before on the book of Galatians, to talk about whether, how we should, as Christians, how we should look on, upon the laws from before.
啊，那这个问题就是我们今天也许不那么样子的啊感觉，但是在初代教会，这是一个非常大的问题。
So we might not feel this such a dilemma today, but when the church first started, it was quite a dilemma for them back then.
好，所以呢，所以我们就会啊，在这个啊这个书里面，我们相信在今天啊这个律法，虽然我们不守律法了，但是很多时候我们也会活在这个律法的形式主义里面。
So I think that today, even though we no longer obey the laws or hold on to them, but we still live in the principle, the spirit of the laws.
好，那啊我们上一次讲过，就是说在啊。保罗的经历里面，他就是跟彼得啊，跟当时的这个教会呢，啊，为了割礼啊律法的这个问题啊，他们也经历了一个争执。
And so as we shared before, Paul, and Peter and the church at the time, they had this discussion, great debate on the matter regarding circumcision.
好，这是第二章里面讲到啊啊这个问题。然后我们看到了这个马丁路德的时代呢，也是因为教会走向了。啊，这个所谓的赎罪券啊，就是靠人的功德努力也是可以得救的啊。这个真理又被这个福音的信息呢，又被更改了。
And so that was in chapter 2. And then comes time of Martin Luther, and they were facing a challenge of this so-called salvation certificates, in which essentially is in regards to whether man can essentially save themselves. On this matter, there was great debate.
好，所以在第一章、第二章加拉太书里面呢，保罗从他的经历来说明这个因信称义，而不是因行律法称义，或者是得救啊。这个他的经历啊，就说出来。
And so in chapter 1 and 2, Paul shared about how through his own experience how justification by faith works.
那么第三章开始呢，就讲到这个，就从真理的层面来开始来讨论这个问题。
And so in chapter 3, start talking about the truth.
这是 doctrine, 啊，就是所谓的这个啊真理的教义，来探讨到底是信心呢，还是律法啊，应许呢，还是律法。
And so it talks about the adoption of this principle. And so whether it's faith that saves you or whether it's law that will save you.
啊，所以我们今天的题目大纲，第一个就是说，因信称义是在律法之前的。
And so the topic of today is that justification by faith is before the law.
另外一个就是应许，神的应许呢是在行律法、颁布律法之前的。
And also the promise of God is before the presentation of the laws.
第三个部分我们讲一下律法的目的，神颁布律法是什么目的呢？
And third, we'll talk about what's the purpose of the laws.
既然不用行，不是靠行律法称义得救，那为什么颁布律法呢？
And so if we don't need the laws to be justified, why are they even there?
所以我们基督徒有时候会有个想法，那既然我们不行律法，那就否定律法，把律法否定了。
And sometimes we may think that, oh, so because we no longer need to obey the laws, then there's no use for the laws.
其实我们不可以否定律法的。
But that's not so.
律法是神圣的。
For the laws are holy.
律法有它的目的的。
And they have their purposes.
好，那犹太人的律法呢？我们一般只知道的就是十诫。
So for us, mostly our understanding of the Israel laws comes from is in relation to the Ten Commandments.
那如果你读旧约的话，就知道，尤其摩西五经，你就知道，律法是包括诫命、律例、典章。
And so, if you read the first five books by Moses, you know that the laws are quite comprehensive.
律法是一个很严谨的，包括你生活每一个层面。都在律法管理之下的。
And it's all encompassing. It talks about all aspects of your daily life.
好，我们说诫命、律例、典章是什么意思呢？我们大概读，但是我们不太能够明白什么意思。
So we may have read these laws and commandments, but what do they really mean?
如果我们知道美国的律法或者国家律法，大概可以知道所谓的律法，它有分第一个律，第二第一个就是所谓的。First law, second law, third, 就是所谓的这个有不同的层次的法律。
And so if we read the laws of the United States, you understand that there are different levels of different types of laws.
譬如说宪法是所有的法源的根基，它是不可动摇的，叫宪法。
And so for example, the Constitution, so there are those the Constitution laws that it cannot be changed.
就是没有几条，如果你去读美国宪法，是没有很多条的。
So there are, if you really read the U.S. Constitution, there aren't that many laws.
那你怎么生活？那怎么规范呢？那就从国会就制定法律，根据宪法精神呢，就制定一些生活的规范的法律出来了。
And so how do these laws apply to the various aspects of our daily lives? Because it's so vast, and so that's the job of the Congress to pass these laws. Which are written in the principle under the principle of the 12 constitution.
但是国会制定的法律呢，也是一些原则，它也不是真正的施行的细则。
But then, if you look at it a step closer, even the laws the Congress passes is it's not even really specific laws that we could enact.
因为它是属于立法的机构，那么实行的机构呢，叫行政机构，会有另外根据立法的机构所定的法源，他们在制定一个施行的细则。
And it will go further down to the actual execution of those specific laws. So there's another whole entity that's involved in implementing those into actual laws.
好，就像圣经说了，诫命、律例。典章就是类似这样的，诫命就是相当于我们的宪法，那个律例呢，相当于是国会制定的法律，典章呢，就相当于是这个行政部门要施行的细则类似你可以这样来想象。
And so in the same way, it's comparable to how in the Israelites to the Israelites, there's the commandments, and then that goes into that which generates the laws, and then that goes into further down, breaking it down into more details for that governs everybody's daily lives.
那么，如果对这个法律实行上有挑战，对政府机关的执行有认为不对的，那我们可以到法庭挑战。那法庭所设立的这个判例的也成为法源，就像圣经也有这样的例子。
And so in our daily lives, if we challenge a certain law, then we could go to the court system through that. And if we win, then that itself will get implemented. In the same way, there's a similar mechanism under the Jewish laws.
好，圣经里面不讲说，如果你的这个 就是你的支派的产业是不可以流到别的支派去的，有没有这样记得这样一个故事
？And so there's, if you recall, there's this story that talk about how the inheritance of a certain tribe cannot be transferred to another tribe.
那么西罗非哈不是有几个女儿吗？你们记得这个在民数记里面有讲到这个。
So in Deuteronomy, there's recorded story of a man that had several daughters.
那他们说呢，我们爸爸死了，我们没有兄弟，那我们是女儿，我们本来不能继承的，那他们就要来继承这个地业，所以摩西就向耶和华询问了。
And so when this man passed away, his daughter said that our father had passed away and we have no brothers and we cannot inherit our father's inheritance according to the laws. And so they asked Moses about this.
那么神看中他们这些女儿本来是不该得的，不能得的，照法律，但是他们有一个心看重地业，神就好，可以，他们是可以得地业的。
And so Moses asked God, and God, the way that God looked at this is that even though these daughters, their heart's in the right place because their heart is on the inheritance and want to make sure it doesn't go to other tribes. And so therefore, God allowed them to inherit their father's inheritance.
好，那他们这个支派的这个长老就说，那这样不行啊！他们如果嫁到别族去，那不是把我们的地分到别族去了吗
？But then the elders of the tribe said, "No, that won't work because what if they get married off, and then wouldn't that mean that the inheritance now are becoming in the hands of the other tribes?"
那神就说，好，那是可以。那这些西罗非哈的女儿呢，不可以嫁给外族的人。
And then God said, "Okay, fine. In that case."All of this man's daughters, they cannot be married to another tribe.
好，所以这就是所谓的我们对今天稍微懂得律法，法律就是大概有这样。圣经其实就是这个样子的。
So it's kind of similar way to how in today's world we deal with laws and different cases that arise from it.
那犹太人说呢，安息日不可以做工，那什么叫不做工呢？
And so there's another law that says one cannot do work on Sabbath. So what's work? What's defined as work?
那我们如果这个旅行走路可不可以呢
？So if we're traveling, we're walking. Does that count as work?
他就说，那拉比就说好，那你们不可以走超过一里路，那就可以了。
And so the rabbi come up with this and say, okay, as long as you do not walk beyond like one mile, then you're fine.
那这个现有电，我礼拜天可以用电吗
？And so now we have electricity. So can we use electricity on Sabbath?
所以他们的律法是在生活的实际，非常的实际的层面，每一个细节他们都是讲究律法的。
And so to the Israelites, law, the principles of laws permeate every single aspect of their daily lives.
好，那我这边讲的太多一点。那我们最后那个叫做在属灵生命里面的这个成长过程呢，我们多多少少会受到律法主义的这个影响。
So in our spiritual growth, we more or less will also encounter these laws.
好，我们现在来读这个经文我们现在读打开加拉太书的第三章这个我就没有荧幕上没有打。
Let's take a look at Galatians chapter 3.
好，我们要读一到九节，然后跳到十四节。
And we'll read from verse 1-9, and then we'll jump to 14.
好，我念单数的，那英文就念双数的。
So Chinese read the odd verses in English and even verses.
我们打开加拉太书第三章第一节开始。无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing with faith?
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain?
那赐给你们圣灵，又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢？是因你们听信福音呢
？Even so, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
The Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, "All the nations will be blessed in you."
可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
14. In order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
好，我把一到十四节这里呢，就是挑出来，就是亚伯拉罕，就是说因信称义这个事情是神从亚伯拉罕身上开始的，就是第六节说，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
So I picked these verses because we see that justification by faith started with Abraham, as in verse 6.
好，那第十四节呢？这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信所得着的，所得着所应许的圣灵。
And verse 14, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
好，就是说我们以信心为本的，就是跟亚伯拉罕一样的承受这个啊。那我们到今天更清楚了，是说所应许的圣灵啊。他这边最后十四节就说了。
And so we are our faith is built. So our salvation is based on that faith, just in the same way as Abraham. And this is made more clear in verse 14.
好，那我们再看第三节说呢，靠圣灵入门，那如今靠肉身成全吗？
And then verse 3 it says, having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
好，我稍微解释一下，从圣灵入门什么意思呢？就所谓叫我们入门的意思是什么？就是开始一个起点。
So what does it mean by to enter? It means to start.
那什么叫成全呢？
What is this, salvation, fulfillment?
成全就是你到最后的终点。
It means that you have reached the end goal.
好，所以如果你了解这个以后呢，圣灵入门的意思就是说，我们怎么样子以前是跟神没有关系的，我们以前是不属于神的，虽然是神创造的，但是我们好像属于自己。
And so what does it mean by to rely upon the Holy Spirit to enter through the gates? It means that before, even though we were created and we're supposed to belong to God, but then because of sin, we're no longer are belong to Him.
那从圣灵入门就是说我们重新开始走另外一个道路了，啊，这个叫做入门。
And to enter through the Holy Spirit means that we now start on a brand new path.
这当然就所谓的因信称义，我们都是因信称义这个入门的。
And so we went onto that path with justification by faith.
那成全呢，就是我们在这个路上一旦入门以后呢，我们怎么样走到终点，是靠什么呢？
And so once we're on that path, what do we rely upon to in order to finish that path?
那加拉太书的人就是说，我们起点是没有错，靠圣灵入，但是以后呢，我们圣灵还在加上律法。加上，它不是否定圣灵，它是加上的意思。
And so the Church of Galatians at the time said that yes, we indeed started on this journey by faith. But however, in order to finish that walking that path, we also need to add the law onto it. So they did not refute the justification by faith, but then they said that we must also add the law onto it.
好，那这是保罗所说的，这是不对的。我们是从圣灵入门，也是圣灵成全带领我们一直走到最后。
But Paul said this is wrong because we started this journey with faith, and we should also complete it with faith.
这个我想我们每一个人得救的，我们外邦人，我们都是没有听过律法，我们就来信了。我们很少人说我把律法搞清楚了，然后知道我们不行了。像犹太人这样，我们一般都是对律法一无所知的，是不是？我们外邦人是这样子。
So as Gentiles, I think all of us share the same experience, is that we become believer just by hearing the gospel, right? So very few of us first went through understanding law and then finally realizing the law doesn't work, and then we become believers. Very few of us go through that path as Gentiles.
啊，所以我想他这个第一段一到五节这里告诉我们说呢，我们都是从圣灵入门。那我就讲到一点，这个我们也许不是很深的感觉什么叫圣灵的啊入门。那我举个例子给你们听好了。
So I think in verse 1 through 5 it tells us that as Gentiles we all enter through this gate by faith.
我姐夫一得救以后呢，他就会祷告。
And so here's a little example. So my brother-in-law, so when he was saved, he would pray.
他还没有受洗,
and that was before he was baptized.
然后他也对真理也不是很清楚。
And at the time, he wasn't quite exactly sure or completely understand about the truth.
他虽然有自己读圣经，可是他对真理还不是很清楚。
Even though he read the Bible himself, but he wasn't completely sure of the Bible.
虽然有一次就问我说，那时候还没受洗，他问我说呢，为什么我每次祷告就会哭呢？
And so that was, and before he was baptized, one time he asked me, hey, why is it that whenever I try to pray, I will cry?
他说他每一次为他家人、为他太太祷告，他都会哭，而且声音蛮大。他我姐姐都听到了。And
so he also said that every time when he would pray for his family, he would cry, and it was so loud that even my sister heard him.
然后他也不知道什么原因，他就是没办法控制。And
my brother-in-law didn't understand what was happening to him. And he just couldn't control it.
那时候我就知道他真是得救了。And
at that point, I knew that he truly was saved.
因为他原来他是做这个所谓的看风水的。And
so he used to be an expert in feng shui.
然后他们家里都有像那种像佛堂的很多的神像，他都会每天都烧香的。And
so he had a lot of Buddhist altars inside his home, and they would burn incense to those Buddhist idols.
然后他会打坐的。And
then he would also meditate.
那以前我刚到美国，他有一次跟我讲说，我打坐以后到你家后院去了。
And after we moved to the U.S., he once even told me that during one of my meditation sessions, I actually went to your backyard of your house in the U.S.
因为我本来以为说他信大概是多一个神嘛，把耶稣又多一个神，但后来发现不是的。
So originally when he told me that he believed in Jesus, I thought he was treating Jesus just like another god among his list of idols. But later on, I realized that was not the case.
因为圣灵在他里面呢，但他不知道。
Because the Holy Spirit was in him, but yet he didn't know at that time.
然后他就跟他周围的邻居那些年长的，就是有时候跟他们聊天，是跟他讲说，你们可以去庙里拜拜。
And so he would talk with his neighbors, elderly neighbors, and said that you guys could go to the temples and worship those idols.
你们可以求你们所求的慧灵。
You could pray to those idols.
但是这些偶像不能赦免你的罪。
But however, those idols cannot forgive you of your sins.
因为只有一个审判的神，他可以赦免你的罪。
Because only the God who sits on the seat of judgment can forgive you of your sins.
因为他是走过来的人，他知道邪灵也会给你一些你要的，他知道邪灵也会显神通的。
Because he'd been through this, so he knew that even the evil spirit can hear your prayers, and even the evil spirit can seem to grant you your wishes.
但是只有一位是审判的、创造主宰的这个神呢，他可以赦免我们的罪，除了他没有别的。
But only the God of all creations, the God of judgment, can forgive us of our sins.
那时候我就很惊讶，因为他没有受洗，他怎么会知道呢？我就觉得很惊讶。
And I was shocked upon hearing this. It's like, He wasn't baptized yet. How could he have known this?
因为他自己的经历，他就自己里面他已经有经历到了。But
because he had this experience, so he knew inside of him.
好，那我们来看看亚伯拉罕。如果你要读加泰书三章的话，还要一定还要再读罗马书的第四章。这两章是讲到律法跟信心、因信称义的最重要的两章。
So if you read Galatians, you must also read Romans chapter 4 because these two chapters talked about on the matters of justification by faith.
换句话说，因信称义跟应许或者律法，或者信或者律法这个问题呢，在当时一直困扰着。所以保罗在罗马书跟加拉太书呢，花了两章的两次的很长的篇幅呢，要讲这个真理。
In other words, on the matter of justification by faith and obeying the laws, these things have been troubling the church during that time greatly, and that's why Paul devoted two books to talk about this.
所以如果你用我们现在来看的话，就是圣经有两个地方，那它同时要讲的是这个问题，那就知道这个问题是非常严重的。
And so when we read through the Bible and see that there are two different books, two different places that talk about the same subject, we know that that subject must be very important.
那我们刚刚说呢，入门，那我们现在成全是怎么成全呢？所以圣灵成全有什么例子吗？
And so we initially just talk about how we enter through the gate, and then we talk about how the fulfillment of that salvation. So how is that done?
所以我在读三章加特太书三章，我跟罗马书四章这样重复读了几次，我就发现我们可以举一个例子来解释一下怎么样叫靠圣灵而不是靠肉身来成全。
And so after reading Galatians chapter 3 and Romans chapter 4 several times back and forth, I think we could illustrate this via an example.
那洞平在这个门徒培训的时候也是常讲出这个很重要的真理，所以我这个也都帮助我，所以我就想罗马书第四章我们也稍微看一下。
And so when our brother Jonathan Pong was sharing on the basic truth, he used a very similar example, this example, and so I think it's good that we share it here as well. So it's in Romans chapter 4.
好，我们先看看创世纪的第十五章，这里讲到说，亚伯拉罕就说，就跟神说了，神啊，你不是要给我这个子孙吗？那我现在没有儿子啊，那是不是在我家里的这个人呢，就是我的子孙呢？如果你们看看创世纪十五章。
So in Genesis chapter 15, verse 5, Abraham once asked God that you say you will bless me for my descendants, but I don't have any son. Are you talking about whoever's in my household?
他说呢，主耶和华，我既然没有孩子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的，就是大马色人。以利以谢，这是在Genesis 15:2
Okay. Yeah. So in verse 2, Abraham said, "O Lord God, what will you give me, since I am childless, and heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?"
那亚伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣了。
And Abraham said, "Since you have given no offspring to me, one born in my house is my heir."
他意思就是说呢，在我家里的这个仆人呢，叫以利以谢是，那就是我的后嗣啦，是不是你所要赐给我的呢
？And so basically, essentially, Abraham is saying that since I have no heir of my own, so the slave that was in my household called Eliezer, is he my heir then?
那神就向他说 ：“No， 这个人不是你的后嗣，要从你生的才是你的后嗣。”于是第五节就，于是领他走到外边说：“你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”
The guy said, "No, your heir will come forth from you." And he took him outside and said, "Now look toward the heavens and count the stars. If you are able to count them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be."
然后第六节，亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And then verse 6, then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
然后说呢，我是耶和华，曾领你出了加勒底的乌尔，为要将这地赐你为业。
And he said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of Chaldeans to give you this land to possess it."
好，那就是说呢，神赐给他后裔，虽然他现在没有，但他说你的后裔要像天上星那么多，而且要把地也赐给你，他就相信了。
And so here it says that even though right now at this moment you may have no heir, but I will bless you with as many descendants as the stars on earth and then in the heavens, and also he'll bless them land with land.
好，那我们再翻到这个罗马书的第四章的十七节，我们就念到十七节，我们念到二十二节。罗马书的第四章。
Romans chapter 4, verse 7.
No, 17.
Oh, I'm sorry, 17 to 22.
Yeah. 好，我们中文、英文我就念中文的单数，你就念那个英文的。
And we'll read the odd verses in Chinese and the even verses in English.
罗马书的四章十七到二十二，好，十七开始。亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活、使无变为有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。
verse 18, in hope against hope he believed, so that he might become a father of many nations according to that which he had been spoken. So shall your descendants be.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。
Verse 20, yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in the belief that, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God.
且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
Verse 22, therefore it was also credited to him as righteousness.
算为他义，这句话不是单为他写的。好，就我们就到二十二节就可以了。那这个故事讲什么呢？就讲到亚伯拉罕他在有不是 有三个人来向他显现吗？然后其中有一个天使就说呢，你的明年你的太太要生一个儿子，他那时候九十九岁了。
So what the story was about was that there were three people appeared to him, one of which was an angel. And the angel told him that by this time next year, at the time Abram was 99 years old, and the angel told him, by this time next year, you'll have a son.
那他在刚刚说的那个他说天上的星那么多，你的后裔像天上星那么多，他讲那个话的时候应该是在可能是一定是在八，因为他后来就说那个叫什么？那个叫就说这是在前半段的。他从七十五岁进迦南，一直到九十九岁才生一个。中间呢，在前半段的时候呢，神说你的后裔要像天上星那么多，他信了。那到最后呢，九十九岁的时候呢，这是第二次神向他说这个话，你要有一个儿子。
And so, from the time when Abram entered the land of Canaan, when he was around 75 years old until now, where the verses we just read when he was 99, somewhere in the first half of that time period, God told him that his descendant will be as many as the stars in heaven. Until now, when he was 99, the angels told him the second time that he shall have a son.
So, we can imagine, 可能是刚进迦南75岁没有很久的时候就是神说呢。你的后裔要像天上星那么多。那过了很久很久了，到九十九岁的时候呢，他的太太就笑了。他说：“一个已经断绝生育的能力的人，还有办法生吗？”那亚伯拉罕就说：“看，像死了的人，怎么还能够生呢？”
And so we think that probably God made that promise to Abram when he was about 75 years old. And then when the angels told Abram that he's going to have a son at 99, his wife Sarah laughed. She said, "How could someone like me who no longer give birth?"
好，所以我们看第四章的十八节，他说他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父。正如先前说了，你的后裔将要如此。因他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，但他的信心还是不软弱。
Yeah, in verse 18 and 19, it says, in hope against hope, he believed, so that he might become a father of many nations, according to which he had been spoken, so shall your descendants be. Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb.
换句话说，第一次他信神的话的时候，他以为我自己还行，他以为我还可以帮神成就一个旨意，我还可以生嘛。
And so in other words, when he heard of this the first time when he was about 75 years old, Abraham thought that all this means that he shall accomplish this through his own body, through his own abilities.
只要神你祝福一下，那我跟我太太就可以生了。
And so as long as God blessed him, then he and his wife will be able to give birth to the son, this promised son.
但这不是，这只是信心的开始。但是呢，神要他走信心走到一个地步，看自己不行了，来信靠神。
But that's not so. For this is only the beginning of faith.God wants to lead him on a path to a point where he finally realized that he can't do it on his own.
就像保罗在腓立比书说的我们在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体，就是 no confidence in flesh.
And so just as Paul said in the book of Philippians, he said that they cannot boast in their own body. There's no confidence, he has no confidence in the flesh.
换句话说我们从信心入门, 就像亚伯拉罕一样, 他刚开始信神, 也信自己也行。
And so, in other words, just like Abraham, in the beginning, when you enter through the Holy Spirit, he believed in the Holy Spirit, but also he believed in his own abilities.
但神要带我们走这个路, 信心的路, 一直走到什么成全呢? 一直走到我们对自己已经肉体没有希望了，我们承认我们这肉体没有希望了。
However, God will guide us, lead us to continue on this path until the day when we realize that we can't accomplish things with our own physical body.
这就是新约里面所说的，我与基督已经同钉十字架。And
just like in the New Testament, in which it says that we are nailed upon the cross with Christ.
好，所以我们刚刚说的靠 圣灵入门，如今还要靠肉身成全吗？
And so, just like we just read that, do we enter through the Holy Spirit and then yet rely on a physical flesh, physical body to complete the salvation?
好，所以我就用这个例子来解释。那么我们现在啊，这个就跳过去不看。好，我们来看啊，这个好，这个是稍微讲一下圣经里面有关这个。 亚伯拉罕的约，就是有关亚伯拉罕约，我们要有点明白，就是亚伯拉罕约是所有以下的约的基础。And
so we need to know that the promise to Abraham is the foundation of all subsequent promises.
好，然后再来，经过了大概400多年呢，就有个叫摩西在西乃山，神颁布律法给以色列百姓。
And so after this, about 400 years later, there comes Moses, and then on Mount Sinai, where God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments.
那神也是跟他们那个世代的人立约。
And so God also made a promise to the people at that time.
所以这个约呢,是基于亚伯拉罕之约的。如果没有,就是这个约是在亚伯拉罕之约的基础上,神颁布给他们律法。
In other words, this promise was built on the foundation of the promise that God gave to Abraham.
那么这主要是律法。那么在这个之后，大概又经过了400多年呢，神对大卫说话。And
so that was those were the commandments which God gave to Moses. And then so about 400 years later after that, God spoke to David.
神说，就是你的宝座，应该是在第。 好，就是说，在神说你的宝座呢，要直到永远这个事情。对。
This is in regards to God saying His throne.
在撒加就是撒母耳记下的第七章。So
in Second Samuel,
他说呢，这个我要坚定你的国位直到永远。So
He said, "I shall strengthen your throne until forever."
啊，这个是大卫之约。So
this was the promise to David.
大卫之约主要讲到什么呢？讲到国度跟那个王。So
what is talking about? So this promise has to do with the kingdom and the king.
Okay, 好，所以这然后再来呢，就新约。And
now we come to the New Testament.
好，所以呢，这四个约呢，就是以亚伯拉罕之约为基础的。And
so all these four promises are all based on the foundation of the promise to Abraham.
那新约耶稣基督呢，就成全前面三个约。
And so in the New Testament, Lord Jesus fulfilled the first three promises.
好，所以我们都知道亚伯拉罕的这个割礼之约呢，是在律法之前400多年。So
we know that the promise of the circumcision to Abraham was about 400 years before the commandments.
好，所以呢，加拉太书呢，保罗就说了，他说难道 神对亚伯拉罕的应许可以在之后的400多年的律法废掉吗？
And so where Paul said that could be that the promise to Abraham by God be cast aside because of the laws?
当然不会，当然不是的。
Of course not.
好，所以这个整个加拉太书呢，就是要证明神原初给这个。 亚伯拉罕的约是因他是因信称义的这个原则呢，是其实是神所设立的。
And so this allows us to see that the principle of justification by faith, which God has shown to Abraham, was established by God himself.
好，那我们现在就要想，那我们常常会认为说，以色列人因为行律法，他们不行了，所以神就临时改一个，哎，我们就信耶稣就好了。好像本来应该是要行律法的，但是因为人不行嘛，所以就勉强凑合一下，用信耶稣好了。
So oftentimes when we read through the Bible, we may have this feeling that it's as if, because God finally realized that the Israelites cannot obey the laws, and so therefore he kind of changed his mind and allowed them to believe in Jesus and call it good.
啊，或者说如果今天有一个啊这个所谓的犹太人的这个啊血统的，然后他也是基督徒，然后他对圣经又很熟，我们就对他会对旧约呢会尊敬万分，因为他讲的话我们就会比较觉得有点权威。
And it's similar in the same way that today that if we have a Christian who also has the Jewish blood, he was grown up in that system, so when we hear him talk about the salvation and also the Old Testament, we may give him more credence because of his upbringing.
好，我们这样说好了。如果我们是第一世纪的基督徒的教会，那如果今天有机器犹太人进来，他们说他们懂律法，教导我们一定对他们怎么样？因为我们不懂律法嘛，所以我们会怎么样？对他们所信的，我们更加的觉得，哎，这个才是真的哦。
And so imagine yourself as first century Christians. If there are these whole bunch of Israelites come into church and say they are believers, they want to believe, we may give more credence to what they're saying. We may feel that their faith is more is somehow stronger, is more real.
或者从另外一个角度来说好了，啊，如果我记得以前我这样想法，好像信耶稣太容易了，这个便宜没有好货。
And so, in other words, like for example, for me myself, I remember that when I first started, I feel like, oh, believing Jesus is so easy, it's too easy. There's no work involved, and so you really get what you pay for.
就像我以前在台湾念书的时候，其实我们在台北那个时候还蛮多的，就是有这个洋人在街头就说信耶稣得永生。
And so I remember when I was going to school in Taipei back then, even then there were lots of missionaries raising these signs in the streets and telling people to believe in Jesus.
现在好像没有看，很少看见，就说那时候就觉得哪那么容易，信耶稣就可以上天堂不下地狱，那佛教徒他们那么努力的行，这个好像不公平吧，那时候就有这种想法。
And so at the time I remember thinking to myself,there is no such, there is no free lunch, right? So how could it be so easy that as long as you believe in Jesus, you get to go to heaven? Then what about those people who worship Buddha, who believe in Buddhism? They work so hard, don't they get into heaven? It seems to be not fair. It seems to be unfair.
好，我们如果到这个到这个启示录的十四章那里。
So we need to go to the book of Revelation, chapter 14. Yeah.
那你就说我又看见另有一位天使就在这个啊，对，好，我好，这边就讲到说我又看见另有一位天使飞在空中，有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人，就是各国各族各方各民，他大声说应当敬畏神，将荣耀归给他，因他施行审判的时候已经到了，应当敬拜那创造天地海与众水泉源的。好，那英文
是这样。Verse 6 and 7. And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, having an eternal gospel to preach to those who live on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. And he said with a loud voice, Fear God and give him glory.Because of the hours of his judgment has come, worship him who made the heavens and earth and sea and springs of waters.
好，如果我们读启示录，我们大概可以知道，到十四章这里呢，教会已经被提了。
So if we read the book of Revelation, we know that when we come to chapter 14, it starts talking about how the church, all members been raptured.
好，这个时候呢，就照解经的解释是说。这个时候的福音的内，就是这时候得救的内容不一样了。
And so according to those who interpret the Bible, they said that the the content of salvation is different at that point.
但是原则是一样的，因信称义这个原则是一样的。
But the principle is the same. It's all based on justification by faith.
譬如说，我们说从亚当的时代，神说呢，你不可以吃园中分别善恶树的果子，你就可以活了。
And just like in the time of Adam, when God said that you cannot eat from the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那是你在信神的话，那这个内容就是什么？不可以吃那个分别善恶树果子。
So if you believe in God, then it's all about not eating from that particular tree.
那挪亚的时代呢？神给人的信息就是说呢，洪水要来审判了，那么人进到方舟就可以得救。
And then in the time of Noah, the message was that the flood of God is upon us, and so you had to enter into the ark to be saved.
换成你要信神的话，那个时候的福音是什么呢？进到方舟。
And so in other words, if you truly believe in the word of God, the gospel at that time essentially is that you enter into the ark.
那亚伯拉罕的时代呢？亚伯拉罕信神，说你要去，往我所指示你的地方去，啊，那就去了。
And then in the time of Abram, what he is all about is that God told him to, you shall go to this land, and then Abram went.
神说应许给你这个地，给你子孙，亚伯兰相信的。
And God said, I promise you to have this land and these descendants, and Abraham believed.
那教会时期我们的福音，我们的也是因信称义，可是我们的福音的内容是什么呢？
And so, in the starting of the church, we also it's also based on justification by faith. But what was that? What was the content at that time? What was it? What's the message at the time?
好，在加拉太书呢，没有讲这个问题。
So the book of Galatians did not talk about this.
加拉太书的第三章是要辩明因信还是因行律法成义的这个原则。
And so in chapter 3, it talked about whether it's the justification by faith or is it by action, by the laws.
那教会时期的福音的内容是什么呢？要信神，那是信的内容是什么呢？
And so in the beginning of the church, the message is that you need to believe in God, but what do you believe in? What's based on that?
好，我们打开罗马书的第三章。
So we go to Romans chapter 3.
好，我们看三章的23到26节。
So, verse from verse 23 to 26.
Okay,
so again, we'll read the odd verses in Chinese and then even in English.
好，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Verse 24, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is Christ Jesus.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
26. For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
好，换句话说，因信称义这个原则是所有的世代都是这个原则。
And so, in other words, the principle of justification by faith existed throughout entire history.
从起初一直到最末后，都是这个原则。
From the very beginning till the very end, it's all about the same principle.
但教会在教会的这个时期，今天的时期，什么是福音的内容呢？
But however, in the as the reality of church, what was the message? What is this about?
就是25节说的，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信。
So the message is in verse 25, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith.
好，那这挽回祭呢，就是其实就是旧约犹太人他们一年有一次叫 atonement， 就是为全以色列人呢赎罪的那一天的意思。
And so this word propitiation means that so once a year.The Israel has this ritual called the Atonement, Day of Atonement.
好，所以呢，福音的内容是什么呢？是信耶稣在十字架上为我们流血赎罪，这个是福音的内容。
And so the content of the gospel is that we believe in Jesus who shed His blood for us upon the cross.
换句话说，今天如果有人说我敬畏神，我信神，但是他不信耶稣替我们赎罪。不信这个福音的内容，他可不可以得救呢？今天是不可以得救的。
So in other words, even if somebody says I believe in God and believe in Jesus, but yet if he does not believe that Jesus shed his blood for us, for our sins, and died upon the cross, then he cannot be saved.
但是呢，一旦教会被提了，那么到那时候永远的福音的时候呢，他是回到那个时代，就变成是信神、敬畏神、敬拜神。
And but however, after the rapture of the church, then everything become kind of reverted back to be the original state where people believe in God, they revere Him, and they worship God.
好，所以他说永远的福音，永远就是 eternal gospel, 就是从有万古的过去一直到整个将来，这个原则呢是因信称义的原则。
And so that's why I talk about the principle of eternal gospel is.Justification by faith.
好，那神的应许呢，在三章的十五节到十八节这里。
And so the God's promise is written is recorded in chapter 3, verse 15 to 18.
好，那一样的，这里我们就念一下。
So we'll read this.
加太书的三章十五到十八节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 15 to 18.
好，一样的中文。弟兄们，我且照着人的常话说，虽然是人的文约，若已经立定了，就没有能废弃或加增的。
Verse 16. Now the promises were spoken to Abram and his seed. He does not say, "And to seeds," as referring to many, but rather to one, "And to your seed," that is Christ.
我是这么说，神预先所立的约。不能被那四百三十年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于虚空。
And 18, for if the inheritance is based on law, it is no longer based on a promise, but God has granted it to Abram by means of a promise.
好，我们跳到最后一节，二十九节。
And then we'll skip to verse 29.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abram's descendants, heirs according to the promise.
OK, 对不起，我们今天知道以后，我们就要认命怎么样？我们不是不如犹太人。
And so we need to realize that we are not anything less than Israelites.
我们虽然没有行律法，我们没有守律法，但是呢，我们跟犹太人比，我们好像没有说低一等，不是犹太人的基督徒，好像他们就。多一些懂一些，好像他们行了律法，我们没有行律法。
So even though we did not obey their laws, but we are today as Christians, we are no less than Jewish Christians.
那我们今天在基督里要得到，那在神给亚伯拉罕是子孙跟产业。他说子孙呢，不是众多子孙，是指的什么呢？基督说的。
And regarding to Abraham's descendants, God did not refer to in plural sense, but rather just one.
那么产业呢？虽然是地，但是也是指着基督说的。基督是我们的迦南美地，应许之地。
And in terms of inheritance, even though it was talking about land at the time, but then it's also referring to Jesus. For Jesus is our promised land, our inheritance.
那我们今天在基督里得到什么呢？我想你们可以回去看以弗所书啊，我就不花太多时间。以弗所书的第一章，从第三节。
So what do we have as Christians? What do we inheritance? You could go home and read from Ephesians chapter 1.
第三节到十四
until 14.
你们可以去读一下，这个就是神在基督里面把天上各样属灵的福气赏给了我们。
So this is God's blessing to us from all things in heaven.
那旧约呢是可见的，可以见的物质，可以见的子孙产业。新约呢，这个是属于属灵的。
So in the Old Testament, the inheritance are things that you could see, land, descendants. But in the New Testament, it's about a spiritual inheritance.
所以得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，成为圣洁，与他的性情有份。
And so that's why in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, is that we can receive the salvation and that our transgression be forgiven.
Yeah, 然后呢，我们可以得着儿子的名分。
And that we have a part in His holy and blameless nature, and that we have a part we have in His Son.
三世 yeah, 第五节 yeah. 然后呢，我们有圣灵的印记。
And then we have the seal of the Holy Spirit.
就是在第十三节那里，我们受了 所应许的圣灵为印记，十三节。
And so in verse 13, that we have a sealed in him with the Holy Spirit, a promise.
对，然后这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
And that this Holy Spirit is also the proof of receiving our inheritance.
好，那我想这个应许我们就不说太多，我们就跳到下一个。
So we'll dive into more details about the promise and we'll move on.
好，我们现在要说律法。虽然在新约我们不守律法，但是不否定律，不可以否定律法的。
So we say that in New Testament time, even though we no longer need to observe the law, but however, we also do not refute the law.
你如果去看罗马书第七章
，If you look at Book of Romans chapter 7,
那保罗用一个比喻来说，我们向着律法是死的，律法是神圣的。那我们人不能守律法，所以我们向着律法是死的，律法是好的。
So Paul said that the law is good, it's just that we cannot observe the law to the full extent.
那就像丈夫死了，那太太呢就可以自由了。
And so it's in a similar sense how when the husband died, the wife was set free.
好，所以如果你们去看那个第七章罗马书的话，你就会明白保罗说我们向着律法是死了，因为律法不会死的，我们要死。
And so that's why, if you read chapter 7, Paul said that the law to us is like that.
好，那这个律法有什么目的呢？我就举了三个，一个是让人知道罪的。
So what's the purpose of the law? And in the Bible, in the passage you talk about, there are three purposes. The first is that so that we can recognize our own sins.
好，第三章的加拉太书三章十节说，凡以行律法为本的，都是被咒诅的。
So in chapter 3, verse 10, it says, For as many as are of the works of the law under a curse.
因为经上记着说，凡不常照律法书上所记一切事之事去行的，就被咒诅。
For it's written, Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law.
没有一个人靠着律法在神面前可以称义，这是明显的。
Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident.
所以我们刚刚说了，神既然颁布律法，人不能达到，那为什么颁布律法呢？他的目的有一个，就是让人知道我们的罪，我们是达不到神的目的，达不到神的律法的要求，所以我们是有罪的人，要让人看见我们是有罪的人。
And so, like we mentioned before, so if we cannot obey and hold fast to all the laws, what's the purpose of the law? It's so that we know, we recognize that we have sinned and we cannot obey all the laws all the time.
就是耶稣说呢，有病的人才要医生，没有病的不需要找医生，记住这个话。
Jesus once said that only those who are sick require a doctor, and those who are healthy don't need to see a doctor.
因为法利赛人不认为他们自己是有罪，他们认为他们守律法，他们是自义的人，说我们守律法，我们很好啊。
So the Pharisees do not recognize that they are sinners, for they believe that as long as they hold on to the laws, they observe the laws, that they're all good.
好，那律法的第二个目的是要预表基督。
And the second,
不是，律法表示要引我们到基督的面前。
And the second purpose of the law is to lead us to Christ.
这个我们今天读哥罗西书的第二章有一个十七节，有一节是我觉得这一节也是可以来用。他说呢，哥罗西书二章十七节。那么十六节开始，我们从十六节开始。所以不拘在饮食上，或节期、月朔或安息日，都不可让人论断你们。这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。
In Colossians chapter 2, we'll read from like verse 16 and 17. Therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regards to food or drink, or in respect to a festival, or in a new moon, or a Sabbath day.Things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ.
好，那饮儿是什么意思呢？律法就前面所记载的饮食啦、洁净不洁净啦、节期啦、月朔啦、安息月朔节期就是要献祭嘛。那么安息日都是什么？律法上规定的，其实是一个饮儿。
So basically, it says that all these things that's been encompassed by the laws, they are but a shadow.Of what is to come.
我记得我们在西安特会好像讲有讲到这个东西，律法其实是个影儿，它是个 shadow， 真正的是要什么？真正的实际是基督的意思。
And so I remember we talked about this during the WCCC, is that all this law is but a shadow, as for shadow to tell that the reality is Christ.
好，我们知道献祭呢，有赎罪祭啊，燔祭等等，都是预表什么？预表耶稣基督，他是成为我们的赎罪祭，他是我们的，他是这个最美的祭物，记不记得这个？
And all the burnt offerings are a foreshadowing of our Lord Jesus Christ, for He is our sacrificial lamb. He is our sin offering.
然后有逃城，若有人误杀了人，可以到逃城去，就免死，记得这个是吧？
And also, if you remember that if you accidentally kill somebody, you could go to the city of the sanctuary city to stay there.
Yeah. 所以这个叫什么？这个就是说，所以像在基督里面一样，就等等律法的规定，其他要表明一个东西是什么？那个指向那个基督，基督就成全律法所有一切。
And so all these things in the law points to one thing, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the fulfillment of all these laws.
好，所以我们刚刚说，律法是让我们知罪，知罪我们就要什么？就要能够有谁可以救我们呢？就引到基督的面前，就第二点。那第三点是什么呢？是预表基督。我们认识律法，其实那个是一个影子，真正的实体在基督里面。
And so the third point is that the laws is to It's a shadow of Christ. Christ is the end of the law.
那么罗马书的十章四节说，律法的总结是基督。
And so Romans chapter 10 verse 4 it says, For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.
Christ is the end of the law. 意思就是说呢，到了耶稣以后呢，律法就终结了，不用再守律法了。
And so in other words, when Jesus comes, then the law has come to an end, then we no longer need to observe the laws.
因为从亚当开始，没有一个人可以守律法的。但是耶稣呢，成全了律法，他的一生一言一行，他成全律法，没有违背任何一个律法。
And so, in other words, from the time of Adam until before Jesus, not a single person was able to observe all of the laws. And then when Jesus came, he became the fulfillment of that law.
好，那我想这是主要。那最后我花一点时间，我们来看一看属灵生命的这个历程。我们每一个人走这个属灵生命的历程，这些都是我们的警戒。
And so let's take a look at our spiritual journey.
第一个就是所谓的危机的第一个，就是我们会走向所传统外表敬拜。敬虔外表的敬虔没有里面的失去了里面的实质的。
And so the first crisis we potentially will run into is just purely observing and keeping to traditions and outwardly godliness and worship, but there's no actual inside.
就是像加拉太的这个教会，他们到守律法以后呢，就会受到一个什么？就律法就是会。以自己的肉体的努力要达到神的旨意，结果就会活在一个没有喜乐里面。
And so this was exemplified by the Church of Galatians, in which they strive to obey the laws using their fleshly bodies.
马丁路德在还没有看到这个因信称义的这个亮光之前呢，他是一个什么样的人呢？
So Martin Luther, before he saw the light of justification by faith, what was he like?
他是一个严守律法的人。
He was someone who held fast to the laws, firmly to the laws.
他每天生活里面呢，就是害怕得罪神。
And in his everyday life, he was in constant fear of sinning against God.
他对神的认识是神是一个严厉的父亲。
So his understanding of God is like God is like this very strict father.
常常在他生活里面呢，要指出他的错误来。
And oftentimes pointing out his wrongdoings in his daily life.
所以马丁路德虽然是一个神职人员，但是他里面呢没有喜乐。
So Martin Luther in his daily life he did not have joy.
Even 甚至他对神有一点苦读。
And even though he served God, he did not have joy, and even to a point where he sometimes blames God.
直到他看到因信称义以后，他从被释放，他才真正有喜乐。
And so, or rather, he was bitter towards God, and then it's only upon after he realized what justification by faith means, and he saw the light of salvation, then he was free from all of this.
他们在做统计，就是说，年轻人到大学以后呢，很多都流失了。
And so there's this study, there's this survey is that a lot of the young people, after they go off to college, they were lost to their church.
他们就不再去教会啦，也不读圣经啦，慢慢就是不信了。
So they no longer, after they go to college, they no longer attend church, they no longer read the Bible, and just slowly they just fade away.
然后这里面当然很多原因呢，我们就是看，那其中有个原因是什么呢
？So of course there are lots of reasons behind this. So we won't go into each one of them, but there is one particular reason.
他说他成长的时候看到教会的这些个这个弟兄姐妹或者领袖或者牧师们，他们就是像律法主义，说可以做这个，不可以做那个，可以做，他就活在这种印象里面。教会就是这样子。
And so, and one of the reasons was that these young people, they had this, growing up, they had this perception that all the elders and leaders in the church, they just live under this old law that you can do this and you can't do that.
那我们在很多年前，大概二十几年前，我们一个查经班的，那时候我们查经班有一个姐妹。
And so about 20-some years ago, in one of our Bible study groups, there was this sister.
记得你们记得 LA 在1994年有个大地震，你们记得吧
？So if you recall, in 1994 there was this great earthquake in LA.
然后呢，她这个姐妹呢，她是住在那个正央的那个附近。
So this sister was living near that place.
后来发生大地震以后呢，她等于就失去她的家了，也离婚了。
And so after the earthquake, she basically lost her house, and then also she got divorced.
然后她就财务也困难，她就带了一个儿子从 LA 搬到西雅图来。
And so she was also facing financial difficulties, and so she brought her son to live in Seattle.
然后她也没有认识什么朋友。
And so she didn't get to make any friends here after the move.
我记得我的印象是这样的，他常常会说呢，神在惩罚他。
And so my impression of her at the time was this. I remember she oftentimes would say that God was punishing her.
有一次他发生车祸，他说神又惩罚他呢。
And so she one time she got into an accident, and so she again said that God was punishing her.
所以你知道他对神的印象呢是怎么样？神是个严厉的神，就是要看出他的错误。他会发生这些问题是因为神惩罚他，他做得不好。
And so to her, from what she said to her, it sounded like she views God as always punishing her for whatever wrong that she perceived that she had done.
好，那另外一个极端是什么教会呢？就滥用神的恩典。第一个教会是什么？是没有支取神的恩典，靠自己。那么第二个教会是哥林多教会，是滥用神的恩典。
And so that was what the first church was like, which they tried to use their own flesh, their own abilities, trying to fulfill the laws. The second example, second crisis we may run into is abusing God's grace.
哥林多教会有各样神的恩赐，记不记得？神说你们有，他们有各样的恩赐，就像我们今天说老底嘉教会一样，我们也什么都有，很富足。
And so the Church of Corinthians was greatly.Abundantly blessed by God, for many of them have many gifts.
好，但是哥林多教会呢，却是用神的恩典来什么样的，来为自己，也就是你把神的恩典只用在自己的身上，而不是在建立神的家，或者是为神的事工、为神的国。
But、
那这个叫滥用神的恩典。
But yet they only use those gifts for their own benefit, rather than to building the house of God, to advancing the gospel. So this is called abusing God's grace.
我们昨天的这个执事会有读到一个圣经，叫做要做光明之子，这个智慧的智慧之子就讲到说要爱惜光阴，也是一样，时间也是神给我们的恩典。
And so yesterday during the deacons meeting, we talked about how we need want to be the sons of light, and that we also need to treasure time, for that's also a gift.
那今天有看有一个教会叫什么叫成功神学教会，听过吧？Prosperity, the church.
So there's today there's this church called Prosperity Church.
就是我们生活一个礼拜了，很辛苦了。我们到教会来就充充电， 好让我们能够又得到神的祝福，我们可以生活更加的成功，生活更加的顺利，我们要的都可以得到。
So basically, the principle, the way of thinking was that, after you've gone through a very challenging week, you feel drained, so you come to church to be energized, revitalized, and so that we can better face our lives, and God can bless us abundantly and bless us with prosperity.
我想我们都会多少会在这两个极端，这个不是偏这边就偏那边，多少我们都会，所以这是给我们一个提醒。
I think for us, we usually kind of sway between these two extremes.
那我觉得有些时候反而觉得这样，我们有一点律法的束缚经过是一个好事。
So I personally, I feel like it's actually a good thing for us to experience sometimes to experience the law.
我们宁可对神敬畏一点，那慢慢的我们从圣经神的话、圣灵的带领，我们可以。支取神的恩典都要记得 instead of 我们偏向滥用神的恩典往往一直要去不回头了
so I feel that personally I feel that it's much better that we started off revering the laws and then slowly start to understand his grace through the reading of the Bible rather than we start off just absolutely abusing his grace and then because if we do that it's very easy for us to just continue veer off course and justGo to the point of no return and never coming back.
就像圣经里面说的，律法是我们启蒙的师父一样。我们还没有成熟的时候，小孩子的时候呢，是要有点管教，要有点这个 discipline 管教的。
And so just like the Bible says that the laws are the teacher to start us off.
另外一个呢，圣经里面说的浪子比喻里面有大儿子跟小儿子，大家都还记得这个故事吗？
In the parable of the prodigal son, there was the older son and then the younger son.
小儿子怎么样呢？把父亲给他的都到外面去花掉了，就是把父亲所分给他的产业呢、财产呢，都这个用自己的这个享受花光了。
And so the younger son basically squandered away all the inheritance he got from his father for his own enjoyment.
当他回来的时候呢，他的哥哥呢，这个大儿子呢，不高兴了。大儿子说：“我父亲，我服侍你这么多年，我什么也没有得到。”
And when this younger son,
yeah, sorry.
When this younger son returned, the elder son was not happy and said that, "Father, I have served you so diligently all these years, and yet I never got anything."
那你这个儿子是这个是一个浪子回来，你反而给他宰肥牛犊，给他穿上好的袍子，戴戒指，我怎么什么都没有呢？
Yet when this prodigal son of yours returned, you treat him by slaughtering the fat cow and then putting on this great feast and putting on the finest robe on him, give him the ring to wear. What about me? I never receive anything.
我每天这么样子的努力这么样子的敬虔要服侍你，结果呢，他心里什么？对父亲是苦读的。
And so, yet I'm here toiling away for you every day, serving you diligently. So, in the heart of this oldest son, he was just bitter. He has this bitterness.
父亲说：“我一切所有都是你的。”
And then the father responded and said, "But everything I have is yours."
但这个大儿子什么？没有去支取父亲的这个恩典。
Yet this oldest son did not go to receive the grace of his father.
好，所以我想借着这个圣经里面的。这些故事教会历史，我们可以知道我们属灵的生命的历程，常常会偏这样或者偏那样子，这都很正常。就是我们要常常回到主的面前
So I think I would like so that's why I would like to share through the history of our church to show you that it's normal for us to kind of sway back and forth between these two ends.
那么接受圣灵带领，那承认我们是这个肉体是不能用的。
We need to accept the guidance of the Holy Spirit and admit and recognize that we cannot rely upon our fleshly body.
我们在肉体里面不再有信心了 ，no confidence in our flesh.
For we have no confidence in our fleshly body.
我们承认只有什么？我们的肉体只有与耶稣同钉十字架。
And only have to admit that our fleshly body has been nailed on the cross with Christ.
好，我们做个祷告。
Let's end with prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你不但是来到地上顺服父神的旨意，为我们的罪 舍了自己，死在十字架上。
Not only did you obey the Father's will to come onto this earth and to die for us.
主啊，你更邀请我们说，若有人跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架。